with you guys what some aspect very important about the mission. Open your in the New Testament, the book of Acts, in the New Testament chapter 12. Sometimes I have a problem to say this book here, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. You know, because I'm Brazilian, it is hard. Some word of the English is hard. And my boy, Caleb, is 8 years old. He sometimes making me repeat 100 times the word until I be good with that. That's good. But, you know, it is hard. I'm trying. So chapter 12, let's start verse number 5. And let's go through verse number 19. It's a little big here with several verses of the Bible, but I would like you to understand the context. What is going on here? Maybe you will remember this part of the Bible, but I will try some lessons here for us. Chapter 12, we see what God did here with Peter. Start verse number 5 through verse 19. So I would like you guys to help me with that, okay? So someone start verse number 5, and let's go through verse 19. But you know, popcorn, is don't stop it, you know that? So please, don't stop it. One finish, someone start, and let's finish through 19, okay? Someone start for me verse number 5 through 19, please. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Okay, you know, this is a very familiar, but I would like you understand few aspects here that can help us. First, what is the minimum? Okay, what is the minimum that God require of you in order to yield the maximum result in missions? Let's do it again. What is the minimum that God require of you in order to yield maximum result emissions? This question I will answer you with just one word: give. Let's divide this word with three aspect. Okay, give your heart, give your time, give money. Give your heart, give your time, give money. Okay, let's see these three here in our test. First, let me try to help you to understand a few things. Sometimes when we read the Bible, we not pay attention, or we don't know what happened there. Let me help you with this. Peter was on the leaders, right? He was the one who God help to grow the church, and the church started to grow. Remember there, 120, and then the Holy Spirit came, and then Peter was there and preached 5,000, 3,000, and the church started to grow, and the people start to see, whoa, what the difference that the new people there, they are changing. They, you know, that one always lie, and now I stop lying. They want commit a lot of crimes. Oh, they stop. What is going on that people are different? That people see that their language is different now. So they start to see, and when they start to that, the government start to look on them, and they went start to look at them, see, oh, something's not right here. Let me understand here. When we start to read here, you hear about the man, the name was Herod, right? The king Herod. But who is this guy? To answer for this question, let me make you know something first. This man, and he heard about the new king was born. When he heard the new king was born, he decide, I need to kill that king, because only the king is only me. I am the king. So he said what? 2 years under, need to go. Need to be killed. Right? But he tried to kill Jesus. He did it? No. So this man but he killed Lot. But this man, who is this man? This was Herod also. He was the grandfather for the man of our test. From here, chapter 12. The second Herod. Do you remember when Jesus started his ministry? When he started his ministry, he has another man. This man was, the Bible says, he was open the way. And he was there in the Jordan River baptizing people. And one day, Jesus was there. And the man said, here is who I'm talking about. This man is the person who I'm talking about. And he came to him. And he baptized Jesus. This Herod was not happy with this guy, John the Baptist, and he killed John the Baptist. Who is this Herod? This Herod was the uncle. Now we are here, chapter 12, the third generation. This is the Herod. Agrippa, and this man here, in the beginning of the chapter, he already killed James. And now he saw what happened in Peter in the prison. Why he not kill Peter? This man Herod, he grew up. When he grew up, he was the man who. Was teaching by his grandmother. She was a Jew. And she teach him every single aspect about the Jews. And he knows what the Old Testament say. He knows what they need to do. And that time was the time that they are celebrate the Passover, that's the word. I'm trying to remember. And then what happened? This time was 7 days. For 7 days, they can judge no one. They can kill no one. So what happened here? He knows that. He tried to be political. And when he started the Passover, he put Peter in the prison because he can't kill him immediately. So he have to wait 7 days. Because they wait 7 days, he start chapter 12, verse 5. Peter, therefore, was kept in the prison, but prayer was made, what the word? Without ceasing. First, give time. Remember the word? What is the minimum that God requires of you in order to yield maximum result in mission? Give time. Pray constantly. What do we need to do? Can you stay like a day without eating? Some of you, yeah, I can't. 2 days? Okay. Stay 1 day without praying. 2 days without praying. What happened with you? Yeah, it's not good. Prayer is important. Because why? Prayer is what link you to God. If you do not pray, you do not live. If you do not pray, God do not answer you. If you do not pray, your life and my life are not good with him. What we can do without prayer? John chapter 15, verse 5. Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. 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 A church do not pray. A church who do not pray is not a good church. We need prayer. Actually, now more than ever. Right? We need the people be saved. Pray for the people in your family to be saved. Where you work, where you live, your friends. Pray for them. Let me say something here. Of course, the Bible says pray constantly. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And here, this pray constantly without ceasing was all at 7 days. You have to put in your mind here. Was 7 days that Peter was there in the prison, and 7 days the church was there praying. Peter need God, you need to do something that we can't. We can't, but you can't. We can't, but you have the power. We can't, but you have everything. All the authority is still on you. And then we start to pray. But you know, if they're interesting, do you remember when Jesus, before he going to the Calvary, he called his disciples, huh? And he was there called three. Let's go a little bit more. And the three start sleep. And Jesus was pray hard. Remember that part? And when he started to pray, he start to blood come off him because his was so hard. But so the intensity was so hard there. That word is the same word here. It's the same word here that the church praying with the same intensity was that Christ was praying. Can you see there was not a simple church, a simple prayer here? Was a pray with us all the time. 7 days they were there. Let me say something. Of course, we can't pray 24 hours, right? But let me say, if you're driving here to the church, and you there, of course, you not close your eyes, right? Because if you close your eyes, I'm sorry, who with you? Huh? But you're driving there, and God, let me can help the people in Mozambique. Help them to have a good time there. They can be safe. 15 seconds. Huh? Did they pray? Yes, of course I pray. Okay, if you live close by here, you start come to church walking. You come walking. We do with my kids, and we teach them about the time. We have a country that we always constantly pray is Central African Republic. In Central African Republic, they are having a very hard time now with the persecution. And they are killing people there just because they're Christian. If they have a people there, they just go there, kill all the people who are Christian, destroy the house, and they leave. Other day, they have a school, a Christian school. They destroy the Christian school because it was a Christian. And the people have to go to the jungle for 5 days a week. In the jungle, try to escape from the people, the Muslims that are killing that. And it is a hard situation now in Central African Republic. If you remember, pray for the country. It's hard time with them. So we teach our kids, and Caleb, our first one, and he prayed this way. You know, if you never sit down with the kids to hear their pray, start, because they, you know, kids are wonderful, right? Because they pray with their heart. They not like us. We supposed to choose our best words, but kids, they just say. And Caleb, Lord, kind of like this, okay? Lord, help the people in Central African Republic, give them water and food, and give them salad and pizza. Can you imagine that? Salad and pizza. Of course they need salad and pizza. But was the heart of the kids who knows what they needed. It's important. So prayer is important. And here, give time. pray constantly. The church was doing that. The second one here, verse number 8. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself. Okay. The church was here. Okay. Pray. Peter was here in the prison. 7 days the church was doing it to do. Peter was there. By the way, give your time, so give your heart. Do your part. What did he say here? And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandal. Church pray. God answer. The angel was there. The angel, for you know, was 16 people. 16 people take care of Peter. Why 16? Because remember, chapter 4, chapter 5, he escaped from the prison already. 2 times. This is the 3rd time. And remember that part, the Bible says, it's good that we obey God, then you guide. So, Peter said that. And now, Herod knew that. Let me make sure that he's not going to escape. 16 guys. Imagine 16 guys. Who, let me ask you. Who is the strong man here? Who is? Oh, come on. Okay. Can you be good with 2 men? Imagine you with 2 men there. When you try to knock one, another one coming knock you. Right? Was 16 here. Take care of Peter. But the church was there praying. God answered. Angel was there. He did his job. Everything. And now let's bring to us. Huh? Let's take to us. And the angel. Peter. Come on, man. Look, I did my job now. What are you waiting for? Let's go. But he did it. He put there his jacket, this sandal, and then he run. Of course, he need to run because he need to do his part. Have a woman. She tried every single thing to make her healthy. Doctors, everything. But nothing happened. One day, she knew, she heard about Jesus was there. And she, if it just go to him, maybe he can heal him. So that woman was there and touched Jesus. When she touched Jesus, someone touched me. And you know, the disciples always try to be, master, you know, look, Master, a lot of people here. Of course someone touched you, Master. So, no. You don't understand. Someone touched me with faith. And what you said, your faith saved you. Yeah. But she needed to do what? She had to do her part.
Amen.
Okay. Who in your family is not saved? You have to do your part, talk about the gospel. When you work, when you live in front, beside, back, even vacation, imagine that, vacation? Vacation is a place, the time that they can do nothing. But if God put the opportunity, talk about the gospel, do your part. A lot of people help. We have to do our part. We can save people. God can. So do your part. What here? So the church did her part. And to finish here, and we don't need to read everything here, but when verse 11 through 19, Peter was okay. Now he's free from the prison. What he think about? Oh, I have probably the church, the people are worried. So let me go there and tell them that I'm okay. So Peter left. When he was there to talk to the church, he... Remember they were praying. they still praying that. But also was a persecution time. Okay, it was a hard time for them, the time of the history. So they sent a little girl, Rhoda. So she,
Peter, and she will go, people, Peter's here.
How was the reaction, the church? Peter? No, Peter is dead. Or, okay, let me say something. You know, we have an angel who protect us, and maybe because Peter's already died, so his angel now is unemployed. And he is looking for a job. Huh? You know, a lot of people don't have job. He is looking for a job. No, of course not. But, you know, normally we need to exalt a lot of things about the church here. But at this moment, the church did not give a good reaction. So give your time. Pray constantly. Give your heart. Do your part. And last one, believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. God still can do anything. Remember? Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21 say that. He can do more than we expect. And 2 minutes, let me finish this. I said in the beginning 3 words, right? Give. And that is said, give your time. I said, give your heart. And I said, give money. So let me finish with this very short, because when missionaries talk about money, it's not good, right? Okay, 2 minutes. Looking at your clock. Your watch there. 2 minutes. Why? What is missing here? Give your time. Give your heart. Give money. What is missing here? You are good English. What's missing here? Give your time, give your heart, give money. Huh? What's missing? Oh. See, why I do not say give your money? Because the money is not yours. Because the money is not mine. The money is what God gave to us to be good administrator, and then we can do what God wants us to do. Sometimes we are not the good administrator, right? Sometimes we do bad things. But because the money that we give, people can go to other places. And in the heaven, someone comes, shake your hand, thank you, because you guys sent the missionary somewhere, and today I'm here because you guys were faithful. That is why I said I do not use yours, because God wants us to be faithful with that. So what is the minimum that God requires of you in order to yield the maximum result in mission? Give your time. Pray constantly. People need our prayers. People are going to hell, and we need to pray that all the time. Give your heart. Do your part. Do every time that you have opportunity to talk about the gospel with someone else, don't be afraid. Open